Welcome everyone. Today I'm going to talk about what is there in ARRIE.NET framework as model first. So many of you have heard of this term model first, already used it. So I will explore a bit more about this feature, which gives us an opportunity to create the model in our Visual Studio and then decide whether we need to create a database or not. So ideally speaking, we don't need our database to start writing an application. So you can write an application and model and then decide to create the database. So that's what it offers here. Now let's go into the Visual Studio, and this is a console application. What I'll do, I'll go ahead and say add new item, and I will add my ARRIE.NET data model 1.edmx. Let's leave it like that. Now instead of me choosing generate from database, I'll say empty model. An empty model gives me an opportunity to add the my entities. So I will say that I will add department entity, and using the pluralization, it gives me the set name as depths. Now it has got ID, which is my unique identification or the primary key. Always I need that. It's mandatory to have the primary key relationship, and then say another scalar property as emp name, which is my string. So if I see here, it is showing me the string. So this is the string type. It's fine. And now I'll add another entity called emp depth. So employee department, and I'll add an ID to it. Now let's have them here. And the size of the screen. Now emptept and department is ready. Now I need to actually provide a relationship between department and employee department. So let's add one more scalar property, emp name. So it is string. So by default. Now I'll say add association. Now it gives me an opportunity to choose whether I want and each department to have many employee, or all the employee can work in all departments, or all departments can have all employee. So whatever I want. So this is one to many. It's really bringing me the details. And I have gotten an option whether I need to add department ID as scalar property of my employee department to have a quick update and all this feature. So that's new again in this entity framework model. So I'll just uncheck it and say okay. Now the association gets created and the navigation properties are ready for me. Now I'll go ahead and save it. The moment I save it, it gets saved. Now if I want to also let you see the structure of this EDMX. So once I create any EDMX from database, as you know that always one connection string gets added to the app config file. Because I don't have any active database connection or didn't mention any specific database name, so there is no connection string available right now at this point in time. At the same time, if I open this in another view, which is my raw XML, so say yes, and I see that my definition has got to SSDL, CSDN, and CS mapping. CSDL is my conceptual model which I defined. SSDL is my storage, and then CS mapping is this, right? Since I don't have any storage, you will see find that this area is kind of empty as the CS, because I don't have any store defined. So there is no point having relationship with the store with my CSDL. So now what I'm gonna do, I'll save it and then open it in my Visual Studio window, right click and say generate database from model. Right now this gives me an opportunity to choose which database I want to work with. Now I want to create a new database, so I'll say that this machine name, and I will say SQL Express, and then say select a database or enter a database name. So I'll say test D. This is my new database which I want to create. Now I say test connection. This database does not exist, right? So cannot connect to database. Now if I say okay, it would allow me to create the database. Now the blank database gets created and also the connection string is ready for me, right? Now if I say next, now this will give me a DDL statement which will help me to create the database. So it's a self-destructive script. That means first it destroys its own database and then creates that. So let's say finish, and then this script will be ready for me in the Visual Studio. This script never gets executed without user's intervention. So user need to monitor that script. So that's an opportunity for all of us to see how the script looks like, and then it creates two tables and necessary constraints. Fairly simple. Now if I execute it, this will run the script and my database will be ready to work with. Now if I come back to my app config, I'll find a connection string based on my selection. If I go into my EDMX with the XML editor, right, I will find SSDL is kind of filled with all the necessary information, right, and as well as the CS mapping, right. So CS mapping will have the proper mapping mechanism based on the selection I did, right. So all the necessary things are created. Now, if I go to my database explorer and go to the refresh, I'll find a new database test DB which has got two tables, employee. So test DB gets created. So let's just check it out. Okay, I need to execute SQL by clicking here the execute SQL. So let's connect and execute. And now if I go to my SQL Server and say refresh, you will be able to see two tables, department and employee department. And if I want to see how that relationship looks like, I will be able to see the relationship over here with columns, employee ID, this one, and even employee departments will have a column called dept ID, right? Because that's a SQL Server feature, so dept ID is part of employee ID. Now you can see that relationship is also built in. Now we can go ahead and work with this model going forward because it's ready to work with. Just write the normal SQL, entity SQL kind of, or linked entity, or your normal querying mechanism to query and work against this model. So thanks and have a great day.